There's exciting new scientific evidence which supports the biblical teaching of a young Earth. Scientists associated with ICR have finished an 8-year research project, and the astounding results are in.
Nuclear decay was greatly accelerated on a worldwide basis, probably during the flood of Noah's day.
This is Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a Creation Radio Journal. I'm Chris O'Brien with the Institute for Creation Research.
For over 100 years, evolutionists have insisted that the Earth is billions of years old and have arrogantly dismissed any views contrary to this belief. However, a team of 7 creation scientists have discovered incredible physical evidence that backs up what the Bible says about the young age of the Earth. Please join us for the next 15 minutes for part 1 of a 5-part special series explaining what these scientists have found and the effects it will have on the evolutionary idea of an old Earth. This scientific research project is called RATE, which stands for Radioisotopes and the Age of the Earth. Although creation scientists for years have stood against evolution and argued that the Earth is young, RATE project manager Dr. Larry Vardaman says tangible evidence was necessary to support their claims.
This project is not one that just simply criticizes the long age view or the evolutionary view, but is actually doing science to be able to understand the processes that occurred in Earth's history. So in this case, we're not just denying that the Earth is old. We're trying to find out how you explained the evidence from radioisotopes that has given people this mistaken idea that the Earth is old. And so we're actually able to go through and study the processes and look for alternative evidence that would support a young Earth. And that's what we found in the RATE project.
Discovering physical evidence for a young Earth is vitally important because of the disagreement we find between a literal interpretation of the Bible and the popular evolutionary belief in an ancient world.
It's very evident when you go and read the Bible that the time frames that are talked about in scriptures since creation was on the order of thousands of years. And yet our prevalent or predominant worldview in science and throughout our society today is that the Earth and the universe have been around for billions of years.
And this kind of attitude has caused non-believers to discount God's Word even more and has even weakened the faith of many Christians.
That is, if you can't understand what the Bible is saying, or it seems to disagree with what our understanding from science is, how can we believe the Bible when it talks about spiritual things? So we started this project in order to be able to try to resolve this conflict.
As the RATE team diligently conducted their 8 years of research, they found exciting evidence that supports a young Earth. The focus was radioisotope dating of rocks. To understand how this works and how these scientists came to their conclusions, we first need to know a little bit about radioisotopes. Dr. Vardaman.
A radioisotope is an element that's unstable and decays. Some elements or isotopes don't decay. Lead-206, which is one of the daughter elements or decay products of the decay of uranium-238, is stable. It doesn't decay any further. So you have radioisotopes that are unstable decaying into eventually stable isotopes of some other elemental form.
But what about radioisotope dating? How can you tell the age of a rock by using this procedure? To determine an age for a rock, scientists will measure the amount of decay in the original element, such as uranium, and then measure how much daughter product, such as lead, has formed.
If you have an unstable radioisotope, one that is decaying into some other element, you can actually measure how fast it's decaying by taking a large amount of it and measuring the number of decays. When a chunk of uranium-238 decays, there's millions or billions of atoms of U-238 in this chunk, and occasionally some of them will decay. So if you have an instrument that will measure the high-energy particles that come off of an atom of U-238 when it decays, you can count the number of U-238 atoms that are decaying as a function of time. So you can actually measure the rate at which it decays. Now, those particles that are flying off produce the other elements that are called daughter elements. And if that is collected in a rock, you can get an estimate of how long this has been going on by measuring how much daughter element is there and divide by the rate at which it has been decaying. And from that, you end up with a period of time under which it's been decaying.
However, the accuracy of radioisotope dating has always been questioned by creation scientists because of the numerous inconsistencies on dates within the same rock units. So, the RAE team did their own investigation into radioisotope dating. Committee member Dr. Donald DeYoung.
The RAE team collected hundreds of rock samples worldwide, and they commissioned the dating of these samples by the top laboratories. The results show that radioisotope dating cannot be trusted. Often, sample age results are discordant, that is, in disagreement. And even more serious, when results are concordant or in apparent agreement, the calculated age frequently is wrong. Radioisotope dating needs to be looked at the same way as all other science data. That is, the resulting numbers are subject to wide interpretation.
But even with these great inconsistencies, evolutionists believe in an old Earth because of the normally slow rate of radioactive decay and because of the amount of daughter products that are produced by the decaying atoms. Dr. Varneman.
This is the basic measurement that has been known for over 100 years now in terms of radioactive materials and so on, that there is a lot of daughter elements. The measured rate at which the material decays is relatively slow. And so the automatic assumption is this must have been going on for millions of years. We don't think that assumption is correct, and we believe we've uncovered evidence to show that it's erroneous.
The startling new evidence that the RAE team has discovered seriously undermines the validity of radioisotope dating and the billions of years that evolutionists have ascribed to the age of the Earth. Dr. Varneman explains that the evidence the RAE team found shows that the decay rate in rocks was dramatically faster in the past, making them appear to be much older than they actually are.
The Bible tells us that God created the heavens and the earth just a few thousand years ago. Well, if that's true, then there must be something strange that occurred in this process. And at first, we had no idea what it was. And we began to explore this, and we discovered several pieces of evidence that showed it appeared that the rate at which radioactive materials decay has been speeded up in the past. We call that accelerated decay. Now, that particular concept is very, very controversial, particularly in the conventional scientific community. They would deny that that could possibly happen. But the evidence that we have found to support that is very, very convincing.
One example of this compelling evidence is helium atoms inside of crystals called zircons, which are found within granite. Helium is a daughter product of uranium and is a slippery gas which should and does rapidly escape its enclosure. Dr. DeYoung.
The RAE team conducted experiments which showed the movement of helium atoms out of zircon crystals. Granite samples were obtained from the deep underground. What was found still existing inside these samples? Helium atoms. The helium had not escaped from the rocks. This measurement shows us two things. First, a lot of uranium did indeed decay in the Earth's granite. In fact, it appears to the RAE team that nuclear decay was greatly accelerated on a worldwide basis, probably during the flood of Noah's day. The second conclusion from the helium data is that the granite is only thousands of years old, at most, in agreement with biblical creation. If the granite had existed for millions or billions of years, it should have long ago lost its helium content.
Even with this and the other exciting evidence, many people will not believe that the Earth is only thousands of years old and not billions, simply because they don't believe the biblical account of creation. Still others, including some who profess Christianity, argue that Genesis chapter 1 through chapter 2 verse 3 is merely poetic and not written as true historic narrative. This would mean that the account of a literal six-day creation is illogical. So, RATE team member Dr. Stephen Boyd, a Hebrew scholar at the Master's College in California, conducted research on the Hebrew Bible to determine if the passages in question are poetic or true historic narrative.
I basically came down on looking at just the distribution of Hebrew verbs. And the Hebrew verbs that I chose to count were the finite verbs. The finite verbs then will allow us to follow events through time. And one of the characteristics of narratives, of course, is that they tell a story and trace events through time. And therefore, I thought that finite verbs would be a good place to look.
But Dr. Boyd was not alone in his research.
What I was able to do, with the help of the statistician, was to determine that on the basis of the ratio of preterites to finite verbs, that narratives and poetry in the Hebrew Bible were clearly distinguished. And we did this rigorously, used a rigorous statistic approach.
And the results of the research are truly amazing.
To an extraordinary level of precision, we determined that the probability, based upon the ratio of preterites to finite verbs in Genesis 1:1 through 2:3, the probability that it was a narrative was between 0.999942 and 0.999987 at a confidence level of 99.5%. Now, that is an incredible level of confidence in statistical studies. Basically, it's saying that it's not statistically defensible to argue that Genesis 1:1 through 2:3 is poetry. It's a narrative. It's a done deal.
This means that the creation account in Genesis should be taken literally.
The purpose and the importance of my study is the fact that the scripture as well supports a young earth, because there's no room whatsoever for an old earth, you know, for evolutionary processes, if the text is a straightforward historical narrative. So the RATE Project comes at the issue from both sides, looking at it from the side of science and empirical evidence, proving that the earth is young coming from that side. And then my research shows that the biblical text demands that you understand the earth to be young.
Dr. Boyd adds that his research work alone will not totally convince people of the inerrancy of God's word, but insists that faith plays the key role in our beliefs.
Since we've shown its narrative, and we have shown that the authors believe they were relating real events, then it comes to a question of inspiration. If we believe in inspiration, and the author was saying, this really happened, then the question is, should we believe this text? And the answer is, we must.
Join us next week for part two of Radioisotopes and the Age of the Earth, when we'll discover how RATE rocks evolution. You can also attend our upcoming RATE conference in San Diego on Saturday, November 5th. For more information and to learn about RATE education materials, visit us on the web at www.icr.org. You know, most people aren't aware that today there are thousands of scientists that are convinced of the truth of biblical creation and not evolution. Our non-denominational ministry aims to restore and strengthen the Genesis foundations of the Christian faith. If you've enjoyed today's edition of Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a Creation Radio Journal, why not visit us on the web to find out more about the work of ICR? The address is www.icr.org. Again, www.icr.org. Science, Scripture, and Salvation, a Creation Radio Journal, is a production of ICR. For the Institute for Creation Research, I'm Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.